This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So in one line, how can the Muslim brothers and sisters around the world remain steadfast from what they achieved in Ramadan?
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, ala rasulillah, wa ala ali wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, rabbi shahli sadri, wa yassirli amri, wa hlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. If a Muslim goes through the month of Ramadan and he fasts during the day and he offers the night prayer during the night and he's accustomed to doing the good deeds, then inshallah, he should continue doing the same things throughout the year. This is the sign of a true believer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watching. Indeed, steadfastness after the month of Ramadan, it is the greatest sign what a person has achieved in the month of Ramadan. And a person who is steadfast after Ramadan and he continues doing the good deeds, all the farais and night prayers and sunnahs, etc., it is one of the best signs that his fasting has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a sign of acceptance. And Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Fusilat, chapter number 41, verse number 30, in case those who say, our Lord is Allah, and they stand firm, straight, and with steadfastness, and angels descend on them from time to time, and they say, fear ye not, nor you grieve. And inshallah, glad tidings will descend on you of the eternal bliss, that is Jannah, paradise, which is promised for people like you. Allah repeats the message in Surah Aqaf, chapter number 46, verse number 13, that indeed those who say that Allah is our Lord and stand firm and steadfast, on them shall be no grief, nor will they have any fear. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad said, it's mentioned in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, volume number 1, in the Book of Purification, hadith number 450, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the 5 daily prayers and one Jummah Salah to the next Jummah Salah and one Ramadan to the next Ramadan, these are the periods for the expiation of your sins as long as you abstain from major sins. All these acts, 5 daily prayers, Jummah to Jummah Salah and Ramadan to Ramadan, as long as you abstain from the major sins, doing these acts, it's expiation of your sins. So once you fasting the month of Ramadan, properly following all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then stay steadfast, and the next Ramadan, inshallah, all your sins except for the major, they'll be forgiven. It's mentioned in Sahih Muslim, volume number 1, in the Book of Faith, hadith number 62, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, once there's a person who comes to him, and he asks him, that, O Prophet, tell me regarding the deen of Islam something, which after which I will not have to go to anyone besides you. And the Prophet said, believe in Allah and remain steadfast in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim, chapter number 14, verse number 27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish those firm in faith who believe in the word and then stand firm and steadfast. And Allah will let astray those who do wrong. From this verse of the Quran, we come to know that a person should be steadfast in faith, and inshallah, those are the people who are the righteous people. The beloved Prophet Muhammad said, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 7, in the Book of Dress, hadith number 5861. Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she says that Prophet Muhammad used to construct a room with the hasir and pray in it during night time. And daytime, he used to flatten it and sit on it. Later on, when people came to know, they started praying along with the Prophet, and the group kept on increasing. And when it increased to a large number, the Prophet turned and told them that do the deeds how much you can do, but be constant in it, even though it is few. That being constant is important, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not get tired of giving rewards, but you can get tired. It's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 8, hadith number 6465. Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she narrates that the Prophet said, the most loved deed by Allah are those deeds that are done constantly, even though they're few. So the Prophet said, do those deeds which you're able to do. Don't overburden yourself. And Allah loves those deeds which are constant, even though they're few. So it's the duty of every Muslim that after the month of Ramadan, he should remain steadfast in their faith. If he used to fast during the month of Ramadan, yet he has opportunities to do the voluntary fast which the Prophet has recommended throughout the year. If a person used to pray at night time during the month of Ramadan every day, he can yet pray at night time after Ramadan. If he used to give Zakat al-Fitr towards the end of the month of Ramadan, he can give charity throughout the full year. And all the good deeds that he used to do, whether reading the Quran in the month of Ramadan, he can continue throughout the year. So a person, whatever good he has achieved in the month of Ramadan, he should remain steadfast in it. And that is the sign of acceptance. And these are the people who will be prosperous.